travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, Christmas is just over 5 weeks away and the scent of mulled wine and roast chestnuts about to take over cities all over Europe. Irish Independent travel editor Paula Canela is going to talk Christmas markets
I
to
am.
Us.
We're about to have a cold snap here, so I think this is going to start feeling very cosy very quickly. Yeah. The Christmas markets, if you've never done them as a city break, it is a really lovely thing to do and an alternative way to see a city. And the continent in particular completely flips from that summer, the sense of tour buses going around with everyone in their shorts and their cameras taking everything.
Yeah, now they open at different times and stay open for different durations.
They do. So if you're, I suppose the first thing you need to do when you're figuring out where you want to go is check exactly that. So some of the markets will start from mid-November. As early as now, they'll be sparking up. Others don't start till the end of the month and some in early December. Some of them will close on Christmas Eve. Others will continue right through to January and after the New Year even. They'll kind of keep going like that. So if you're picking a city to go to, do check that. Don't kind of arrive too early for it, for obvious reasons.
Now, can you get package deals or do you DIY it?
Yes, you can do both. And this is, there's not a huge amount at risk here. So you can buy your own flight and book your own accommodation in Airbnb fairly handily. Just make sure you have the travel insurance in place. But they are good ones for packages because the rates can be quite low and you can often get a transfer included from the airport. Looking, the absolute lowest prices you'll pay will be for two nights midweek in November. So that's in the coming 2 weeks. And I can see
before prices, December kicks in.
Yeah, yeah. And you can see why. It's darker slightly later, less chance of snow. The whole festive atmosphere hasn't quite kicked in. Yeah. They're just kind of finding their feet. Whereas late into December, you've that chance of the snow on the roofs of the chalets. And when you have that smell of the roasting chestnuts and the warming mug of glühwein in your hand in that environment, that's when it feels especially beautiful.
Yeah. Now, the question is, how cold will it get? Because we've seen all sorts of odd weather here. In fact, it's been quite mild until now.
It is funny.
And then you had Valencia, you had all those.
And it was in the 20s in New York right into this month, which is, some people do actually go as far as Chicago, New York for Christmas markets. So you just have to check the weather forecast. Obviously, the further north in Europe you go, the more chance you have of the snow. So if you're looking at Copenhagen is one example I have for you. It's likely to be chilly. It's going to be more expensive than some of the other places, but it's Tivoli Gardens, which you might know as a kind of a theme park with its Ferris wheels.
It's magic all year round.
Yeah, all year round, absolutely. But winter with the darkness, with the twinkling lights, brings that extra kind of sense of a Danish Disneyland. They're huge into their hot chocolates and their glögg, which is what they call their kind of mulled wine drink. They do special Christmas brews of their beers, snacks around every corner. And it just, it has this everything works sense of a tradition that's just been going, ticking over for decades and longer. Now, entry to the park is another €20, but for that kind of atmosphere,
well
it's
worth
a steal.
It. Well
I think
it.
So, yeah.
Now, should you plan on booking restaurants or should you just snack your way through the stars?
That's a good question. I was caught out on this on the first Christmas market I went to because I ate a huge breakfast at my hotel and then went in and thought, oh, why did I do that? Because I was moving around the stalls and going, I'm not hungry. I think your snacking strategy is the best through the day. And then I think you can either come back in the evening to go at it again or you can book a restaurant. So if you go to a city in Germany like Nuremberg or Cologne or Berlin, there's actually 70 different Christmas markets in Berlin. What you can do is alternate. Maybe one night have your dinner in a beer hall for that kind of festive atmosphere and get the sauerkraut and the big knuckle of beef or whatever it may be. And then through the day or in the evening, because the other thing to bear in mind, and this sounds so obvious, is that it gets really cold.
Yeah.
So you won't want to be outside for the whole time.
It's almost footwear is quite important. I mean, you can wrap up with your layers on top, but if your feet are cold,
so
you're frozen.
Comfy shoes. I brought my hiking boots and my hiking socks.
Yeah.
I love that sense of just having the warm toes when you're moving around and that. You'll need the hats, the gloves, the layers. I would bring a backpack because as you're stepping in and out of the warmth, or if you go ice skating, for instance, and you get hot for a while, pop it into the backpack. And then if you're picking up a few souvenirs, it's handy to have.
Now, when you're snacking, I mean, if you're going to India, you might say, now beware of some of the street traders, or maybe Thailand, although some people swear by them.
Yeah.
But you don't normally get warnings about street food in Europe.
I think by and large, I've not got a funny tummy. I'm just trying to think about Krakow, Cologne I was in recently. I've been in Salzburg before.
You're eating sausage
before.
All the time.
Well, what I like is that each one has its specialities. It's almost like a reason to tick them off. In Krakow, for instance, the pierogi or the dumplings that can be stuffed with a sweet or savoury filling. And then they're lathered in butter or sour cream. And you almost become an expert in pierogi as you're finding your way around the place. But in Germany, as you know, you could go any time of year and you'd eat well in Germany. So I haven't had a tummy problem like that. Another tip I would give is, if you can afford it, and what would you pay? Maybe 50 or 60 quid for a good 2 or 3 hour guided tour. And the reason for this is that you get this layer of historical insight. I told you before, I was in Cologne and I had a wonderful guide there who was telling me about why Christmas is such an important tradition to German families, and they'll all have their own goose recipe. And this Grünkohl, which is a word for green kale, sounds terrible. But when you actually hear the story behind it and see it sizzling and eat it together with the guide, and he's telling you what flavours to pick out and what you should match it with as a drink, it all makes a lot more sense. And the other thing is, they will take you away from the main markets, which are splendid, right under the Cologne Cathedral in that case, but to the smaller ones that have little themes, fewer crowds. It could be as few as a dozen or so stalls, but you might find something special or a little snack or a little tradition that you wouldn't have found elsewhere. You may also get to meet people, and then you get your bearings in a city as well.
And in Cologne, you might think you're being overcharged for a mug or something, but you're not.
Yeah, they have this great, they do this actually at the Dingle Food Festival now, and I think more festivals in Ireland should do it. When you buy your first mug of mulled wine, it's going to cost you in the region of 6 or 7 euro. And that sounds like a lot, but 2 or 3 euro of it is what they call fand or a deposit. So it's a little mug with a Christmas theme on it, and some people like to collect them. So okay. Germans will often have a mantelpiece, or they'll have a box in the attic that they'll bring out and put on their shelves full of these mugs from various years. You know, when I went with this niece or that nephew, or do you remember we did this? You can bring it home as a souvenir, or you can return it, and it just, you don't see the bins overflowing with the plastic waste.
Now, you mentioned Copenhagen already and some German cities, but in Poland?
In Poland, you can go to Prague. When you're thinking about a Christmas market, also have a think of, is that the only thing you want to do, or do you want to go to big shops, museums, galleries, etc.? You may prefer a bigger city like Berlin or London or Prague if that is the case, but you may prefer the intimacy of a smaller place. Now, Krakow is my favourite. It gets a bit of everything. It's a big enough city to have the malls and the museums and districts like the Jewish Quarter that you can explore. But its main square, which has basically been as it looks for centuries, is just beautiful at Christmas time. And it's one of these cities and countries that really respects the tradition of the gifts they're making, really licenses it. It's not tat.
Yeah.
I suppose you could look, it's not going to be to everyone's taste to get a beautifully rendered little wooden piece of the Virgin Mary or whatever it is to take home to your house. But you know that it's probably a second or third or fourth generation person making it. And it's the same with the pierogi next door. And it's the same with the drinks being served there. And it's the same families coming back.
If I put a pin in the map of Central and Eastern Europe, am I going to find a Christmas market pretty much everywhere? I mean, Vienna, Salzburg, Budapest.
Yeah. You are. And that's what's beautiful about it. You're tapping into that tradition. But it is growing as a tradition, as you will have seen here in Ireland. You'll see Galway, you'll see Waterford's Winterfell striking up. Other cities which are kind of sound random, but Liverpool and Bath in England do great Christmases. And Bath really leans into the whole artisan side of it. Now, it can be a bit pricey, especially with the sterling there. But Christmas markets, it's not like it used to be that you had to go to Germany or Poland to experience them. There's even a nice tradition of them in Spain.
Now, as we said at the very beginning, you can do it yourself. You can book your Airbnb and you can book your flights. But if you want a package, who's offering packages?
So the prices I'm seeing at the moment, like I said, for, let's take 2 nights midweek in November, I've seen them for as little as 180 or 190 per person for flights and say 2 or 3 star hotel. But then they tend to move up to 350, 400 as you go into December, you go into weekends and you go into 4 star hotels. Click and Go travel department, they do escorted tours, Abbey Travel, Cassidy Travel, and a good place to find all the offers in one place is itaa.ie/offers. That's the Irish Travel Agents Association, and they tend to put up their late deals in that one place. So they're widely available because there's so many flights to these cities. And now is really the time to have a look at it.
Very good. Sounds very tempting. Paul O'Connell, travel editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much.